A weekday morning, and the new playground at Canberra Hospital is alive with the sound of happy children.
We're walking over a bridge, and Amber's copying me. This is good. Cool! We like it!
But I'm about to visit a much more private space at the hospital, a place of tears, peace, memories and reflection. The reflective garden in a small courtyard is here because of the generosity of Canberra property developer and philanthropist Soteria Liangas, and she's seeing it for the very first time.
This is absolutely magnificent. You can feel the freshness, you can feel the fresh air, you can feel the love they have put to really create it. And I hope this will make a lot of difference to the people who are actually using it.
It's a very small and intimate space, yet it's open to the sky, and there are plants already growing here, and this lovely, very soothing water feature.
Yes, yes it is. It's small, but it's really very warming, very welcoming, and I think that'll be lovely to come out here and sit, yeah, and have looking at the sky and all. I think it's beautiful.
Mrs. Liangas' son John reads a plaque at the door to the garden.
Angela and Soteria Liangas arrived in Canberra from Kerataia near Athens, Greece in 1961. Angela was a shoemaker by trade and they opened their first shoe store in Narrabundan named Angelo's Shoe Repairs. A few years later they opened Angelo's Shoe Store in Manuka and in 1972 the Liangas family shoe store in Fishwick. The Liangas family is also involved with commercial property in the ACT. Angelo passed away in 2005. And Soteria and their son John continue to work in the family business. The generosity of the Liangas family creates a lasting legacy for future generations.
How do you feel when you read that, John?
Very proud. Very proud. And it's very nice to be acknowledged like that.
And a very emotional day for your mother in particular.
So, yeah.
It's an emotional time for everyone gathered here. Liz Chatham, Executive Director of the Women and Children's Division at Canberra Hospital, explains why.
The reflective garden is for parents to bring their children. The children may be dying or have even died. So little babies that have been lost in childbirth or lost during the early postnatal period, particularly little prem babies or children with cancer, that there's a space that the parents can come that's private and isolated where they maybe can hold their baby. We have, unfortunately and sadly, babies die in our hospital and children every year, and this is just a really beautiful space where we can bring the family down to actually spend some very special time with their little child or baby and create some lovely memories.
Liz, you've got us all in tears
and these parents need our best care. Can I tell you the story of the rose? This is a beautiful story. This rose here, the pink rose, is called the Mother's Love. And when we moved out of our old special care nursery in NICU, we invited all the parents of the babies that had died back into the nursery. And we got them to write on a piece of rice paper a message either to the nurses or to their little son or daughter, thinking of you or wish you were here or just whatever. It was just a personal message. And the staff also, because the staff also wrote a message, because for them, they also have to manage with the loss and grief of the children dying. And we poured the water onto the rose so that this is a spot to remember all those babies that died. And it was extremely moving, and we just had staff and families and fathers weeping. But it's such a special, special thing to know that their baby's essence has been remembered here.
So all the love that was written into the words that went onto those messages has gone into the water that has watered this beautiful rose.
We planted the rose that day, and I had to stir the water so that the rice paper dissolved. And it was all like dissolving in blue, and it was just beautiful, beautiful moment.
Mrs. Liangas, I have to ask you what you think of the story of the rose.
Well, I think it's very emotional and it's very, very moving, and it's very hard to imagine how those parents are feeling.
And that's why it's so special that they can have a place to come and just collect their thoughts away from the busyness of the hospital.
Exactly, exactly. Very proud of it. Very proud, yeah.
Liz, the garden is not totally enclosed. It opens onto a car park, and in a way it reminds us that the world is still there.
Yes. It also opens onto a bit of a glimpse of the Brindabellas, which is such an important part of Canberra. So, yeah, it connects you to life going on, I suppose.
Katie, you're Director of Paediatric Nursing. We're all in tears here. This is a really emotional moment.
As a staff member, being part of that time with the family is always a privileged experience, and having the surrounds to make sure that experience is exactly right is the best that we can do, and this really demonstrates that. When babies have to be transferred to Sydney or adults come in from the mountains, the helicopter actually lands just outside here as well. So again, a really visible reflection of what happens in a hospital and, you know, how important the work is.
Yes, we can hear some machinery in the background and the life of the hospital goes on.
It does, and probably we're not far off hearing the chopper come in, so part and parcel of being in a busy hospital.
So, Ms. Leanders, on behalf of the Women's and Children's Centenary Hospital and Canberra Hospital, we would just like to give you this as a memento for and thank you for us that hopefully can hang in your beautiful home in memory of our thanks to you for what you've done for the children and women of Canberra and surrounding districts. And with that, some lovely flowers.
Thank you so very much. I very much appreciate it.
What are you holding, Mrs. Leangas?
I'm holding something which is very precious to me, and I treasure it, and I'm very proud of it.
We see photos beautifully framed of the garden as it is right now, just as yes, it's it new.
Is. Yes, lovely. In the years to come, it's going to really grow bigger. And like I said, if we can all help and make a little difference, how good is that?
Mrs. Leangas, I know that many wealthy people such as yourself are shy about talking about the money they give to charitable causes.
It's not really very nice to talk about. I don't feel very comfortable about it. I give and I try to keep it quiet if I can.
But we've also heard that the more people, not blowing their own trumpet, but the more people talk about what they're doing to support the community, the more other people might also be encouraged.
That's funny to say, because Father George, when I was helping the Greek community, and I still do, and we built the old people's home, I would say to him, "Now, don't talk about my family." He says, "But Soteria, you must. Other people will actually try to do what you do, and that helps the community." So that's exactly what you just said.
Why is it important for you and for your family to do this?
Well, it's really very important because we prosper it. I feel very, very, very passionate about children, sick children and families. And if I can help, why not? That's the way I see it, very simply.
Canberra has changed so much since you and your husband first arrived here.
It has, yes, yes. When we arrived in 1961, it was a very small, beautiful town. And we still love it, and I still love it, and I still feel that it's a small town to me.
How would you like to see the hospital develop and change over the next few years? What other things would you like to see happen here?
Well, the hospital has to really accommodate for a lot of people suffering and people from Canberra travelling out of Canberra. If we can accommodate them in Canberra and try to keep the families together, and if the hospital can expand to do something like that, we can always be there to help. Always to help a good cause. Yes.
This has been a very emotional occasion for you, and I know that when your husband was very sick at a hospital in Sydney, you spent time in a reflective garden there.
I did, yes. And when I saw the plans for these gardens here, I thought that's a wonderful thing to do, yes, yes.
The rose is actually blooming today too, isn't it, Liz,
yes,
which is very special.
It's lovely to see it in bloom, and it's also looking so healthy. So it must love its little spot and all those lovely wishes and love it's already received.